Ever feel like your brain's about to short circuit?
Oh, tell me about it.
Seriously. I feel like I'm constantly bombarded with information. Like my phone's on a mission to give me anxiety, news, social media, emails. It never ends.
You're preaching to the choir. Information overload is a real thing, and it's taking a toll on all of us.
Right. It makes you wonder if there's a better way, you know, like beyond just screens. What if we could experience data in a totally different way?
Well, buckle up, because today's deep dive is all about doing exactly that.
We're talking about actually feeling data through a glove. Yeah, you heard me, right? A glove.
A glove that uses something called muscle wire. Let me tell you, when I first heard about this research, I was skeptical, to say the least. But after digging into it, I'm convinced this technology has huge potential.
The paper we're looking at is called, get this, Muscle Wire Glove, Pressure-Based Haptic Interface.
Catchy, right? It was presented at a conference on intelligent user interfaces back in 2018.
Talk about a mouthful. Okay, so for those of us who don't speak tech, break it down. What in the world is a muscle wire glove?
So picture a regular glove, but woven into the fabric are these thin strands of a special material called muscle wire.
What?
And this muscle wire is strategically placed around each finger joint. 3 segments per finger.
I'm trying to picture this. So what's so special about this muscle wire stuff? Does it have like tiny motors or something?
Even cooler than that, muscle wire is a type of metal alloy that actually contracts or gets shorter when you pass an electrical current through it.
Wait, really? Like it physically changes shape?
Exactly. Think of those toys, you know, where you squeeze one end and the other end moves. It's a similar concept, but on a much smaller scale.
So no bulky motors, no buzzing, just this super thin wire that can create these pressure sensations on your fingers.
You got it. And because it's so lightweight and silent, it's perfect for wearable tech. Mm-hmm. They were able to create a glove that's actually comfortable to wear, which is key.
Okay, I'm on board with the coolness factor, but be honest, does it actually work? Like, can people really make sense of data just from feeling squeezes on their fingers?
That's the million-dollar question, and that's exactly what the researchers wanted to find out. To test it, they designed a series of experiments focusing on everyday scenarios, you know, things people actually do in real life.
All right, so what do they have people do with this glove? Hit me with the real-world challenges.
First up, they tackled something universally relatable, shall we say, stressful, checking your bank account.
Oh, I feel seen. But instead of doom-scrolling through my banking app, I'm feeling the dread.
Exactly. Except instead of looking at your balance, you'd feel it through the glove.
Okay, now I'm both intrigued and terrified. So how do they represent a bank balance with finger squeezes? Like gentle squeeze for good, bone crushing for time to eat ramen.
Not quite that dramatic. They divided each finger into 3 segments, remember? And they used different patterns of contractions on those segments to represent different percentages of available credit.
So you could literally feel how much money you had. I'm not sure if that's brilliant or an anxiety attack waiting to happen.
Well, the results were pretty impressive. Participants were able to accurately interpret their, as the researchers called it, balance squeeze 81% of the time.
81%. You know, it's easy to get hung up on not perfect. But imagine if you couldn't see your balance. This tech could be huge for people with visual impairments.
Absolutely. This is about way more than just a cool gadget. It's about accessibility, making information available to everyone.
Okay, that's powerful stuff. What other real-world scenarios did they test out?
Next, they wanted to see if the glove could help with something I think we've all struggled with at some point. Navigating public transportation.
Oh, don't even get me started. How many times have I missed my stop because I was too busy reading on my phone? So how do you even begin to represent train stops with finger squeezes?
Mm-hmm. It's elegant, actually. They assigned each finger segment to a different train station along a route. So, say you're on a 3-stop line. The base of your finger could be the first station, the middle joint the second, and the tip your final destination. As you get close to your stop, you'd feel a squeeze in the corresponding finger segment.
Okay, that's clever. No more frantic last-minute scrambles to gather your stuff. But did it actually work? Were people able to keep track of their stop just through those squeezes?
Remarkably well. Participants correctly identified their haptic train stop. I love that phrase. With a whopping 97.5% accuracy.
97.5%? Even better than the bank balance test. It's like our brains are hardwired to process spatial information, like where we are in relation to things, through touch. Makes sense when you think about how much we use our hands to navigate the world.
Exactly. It's intuitive. Okay, ready for their final test. This one's a bit more abstract.
Hit me with it. What other everyday tech did they try to recreate through the power of touch?
For their last trick, They use the glove to simulate a progress bar.
Hold on, a progress bar?
Mm-hmm.
As in that little bar that slowly fills up on your computer screen. How in the world do you represent that with finger squeezes?
Timing and clever use of those three muscle wire segments on each finger. By controlling how long and in what sequence the contractions happened, they could create a sense of progression.
So a short task would be like a quick series of squeezes and releases. But a longer task, the contractions would be more spread out, maybe move across different segments of your fingers.
Exactly. And you might be surprised to learn we're actually pretty good at judging time through touch. Even with this relatively simple setup, participants could estimate the progress of the simulated progress bar with an average error of only 9.61%.
That's wild. I would have thought it'd be way harder to tell time accurately just from touch. So we've got bank balances, train stops, even progress bars, all recreated through this glove. Which begs the question, why? Is this just a cool science experiment, or is there something bigger here?
That's the million-dollar question, right? And it's one the researchers themselves grapple with. This tech isn't just about a glove. It could change how we interact with data, especially in our screen-obsessed world.
You know, my first thought was, this would be insane for gaming.
Oh, absolutely.
But the more we talk about it, the more I realize this could be way bigger than just fun and games, right?
Right. The researchers actually imagine a future where this kind of haptic technology is everywhere, like integrated into our everyday lives.
Okay, now you're talking. Give me some examples. What else could we use this for?
Well, imagine getting directions, but instead of listening to that robotic GPS voice, you feel a subtle pulsing on your fingertips, guiding you through the streets.
That's kind of trippy. I like it.
Or think about surgeons using this tech during delicate procedures. They could feel the slightest resistance or change in tissue.
Wow, that's next level. And we've already talked about how huge this could be for people with visual impairments.
Exactly. This could give them a whole new way to experience and interact with the world. But it's not just about accessibility. Imagine a world where, instead of being constantly bombarded with notifications, you only felt a tactile cue for the really important stuff.
Oh, my aching brain just breathed a sigh of relief. Like having a personal assistant who could actually tap you on the shoulder when something's urgent. No more notification overload. Sign me up.
That's the idea. It's about using technology to enhance our senses, not overwhelm them.
It's like we're on the verge of a whole new sensory experience, where touch plays a much bigger role in how we connect with the world.
And this muscle wire glove, it's just the tip of the iceberg.
So what's next? Are we going to see these gloves flying off the shelves anytime soon?
Well, not quite yet. But the researchers are already working on making the tech more sophisticated, more responsive, more customizable. This is really just the first step.
It makes you wonder, what other senses could we explore like this? Smell, taste, the possibilities seem endless.
That's what's so exciting about research like this. It opens up these doors in our minds. It makes us rethink what's possible.
It definitely has for me. So for anyone listening who might have initially thought, a data glove. Okay, cool, but what's the point? Most, I hope this deep dive has given you a new appreciation for the power of touch. This isn't sci-fi. It's a glimpse into a future where we can experience data in a whole new way. Thanks for exploring with us.